Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, with rising costs and interest rates climbing 67% since 2021, many South African homeowners are really feeling the financial strain, particularly when it comes to keeping up with home loan repayments. You might be one of those people, but help is at hand here. There are options available to help avoid the worst case scenario of repossession. No one wants to go down that road. And tonight now, I'm in conversation with Herschel Javits. He is the well-known Chief Executive Officer of Javits Properties, who I hope is going to share some insight on how financially stressed homeowners can navigate their way out of what is often a very challenging and, I guess, emotional situation. Herschel, good evening to you. And I'm right when I say that this can be a very difficult time for a homeowner. But let's start with this. What are the main factors contributing to the stress that I outlined?
Thanks, Jeremy. Good evening, and to the listeners. So, exactly, the stresses are that since 2007, when we came out of that COVID lockdown, we've had interest rates which fell to historic lows, have increased from 7% to their current 11.5%. Remember, they came down 0.25% last month, so to 11.75%, where they've held for some time. We've had, up until the beginning of this year, significant increases in fuel prices, in electricity prices, in inflation. So consumers have been feeling the squeeze, not only from interest rates, but across all parts of where we spend our daily money. And something has to give. And what has given over a period of time, unfortunately, is that many homeowners are battling to keep up with their home loan repayments. There was a recent article in the publication which put that number of distressed home loans at almost R1 billion.
And that stress, Herschel, I'm correct in saying, is felt across all homeowner demographic, isn't it?
Yeah, Jeremy, so traditionally, you know, we've often seen that financial stress sitting in your first-time buyer's entry level, but there is no doubt that over the last year or two, we've slowly started to see that stress creeping into the middle market and even some parts of the upper market who are normally immune to this sort of interest rate and cost of living stress just because of the cumulative impact of all of them together.
So are there immediate steps that a homeowner must take if they find themselves falling behind on their mortgage payments? And before, Herschel, you even answer that, I would suggest that before you even get to that point, you've got to have an inclination that the stress is starting to rise.
Absolutely. And I think what we find when we're dealing with clients who are financially stressed is that often they've kind of gone through this period of denial. They'll catch it up. They'll sort things out. But very difficult to do. I think what the banks define as financially stressed or the markets is when you're 3 or more months in arrears on your repayments. And so to try and make that up in addition to meeting all of your other obligations is almost impossible.
So what's the first step that you have to take?
So the first step is obviously just to examine your daily costs. And if you can find anywhere to cut costs on your daily lifestyle without taking food off the table and being able to educate your kids, anything that you can do to prevent you falling into arrears and having the possibility of losing your home, you have to do. But many homeowners are finding that almost impossible. So the next step is to be proactive, is to say, I'm not alone in this process. I'm going to proactively contact my bank, have a conversation with them about my financial situation and see what options there are. And the banks have learned, as have consumers. In the financial crisis 2007, 2008, many homeowners were forced to forfeit their homes back to the banks. It's a lose-lose for the economy, for the residential market, for homeowners, and for the banks. And so what the banks have done very proactively over the last number of years is introduced what they call their distress sales programs, whereby if you agree completely voluntarily to sell your home in order to get out of this financially stressed situation, they've come up with some innovative options that substantially will assist you. So, for example, if there's a shortfall on the net proceeds of your home versus what you owe. So let's assume you owe the bank R1 million. The net proceeds on the sale of your home is R800,000. You owe the bank R200,000. What the banks will do is, number one, potentially offer you a discount on that shortfall, as much as 20 or 30% that they would be prepared to write off of that R200,000. What they'll also do is assess your affordability. So they'll say, based on your current affordability, we're going to arrange repayments on the balance of that shortfall over over an extended period of time, sometimes up to 10 years, at very, very favorable interest rates. And what it allows homeowners to do is to get themselves out of this significant financial stress, to avoid having a judgment. And when their financial situation improves, they can re-enter the residential market.
I'm correct in saying that repossession for any financial institution is always the avenue of last resort.
Absolutely, Jeremy. And as you mentioned right up front, it's emotionally stressful. It's something that the banks, they lose money financially. They don't want to. They lose relationship with the client. So it's a lose-lose across all stakeholders in the residential market, including the banks.
Herschel, what about engaging with an estate agent to help?
So the banks have engaged with certain estate agents in terms of assisting sellers to get onto these programs. So my advice would be that if you are financially distressed, if you are in arrears on your program, to ask the estate agent that you're working with, if you are working with one, to see whether they have access to these bank programs. And if they do, can they introduce you to the bank? And if not, to contact the bank directly and to have that conversation with them directly.
Maybe this is also a good time to just get your gauge on the market. We've seen an interest rate reduction, possibly another one. Is this a good time now, whether it's a distressed homeowner or, I guess, for anyone, to sell, or should we consider holding for the time being? What's your reading of the tea leaves here?
So the challenge with financially distressed markets and homeowners is that, you know, they're financially stressed because the market's tough, interest rates are high, so it's never a good time to sell if you're financially stressed. And especially in the current market, prices aren't particularly good in almost all parts of the country. So if you can hold on to your home, if you don't have to sell, this is probably not a good time to sell. But we're definitely seeing some green shoots. We're definitely seeing some shifts in confidence. So interest rates have started to come down. Inflation is cooling. Politically, things seem to be more favorable. And as we know, the lights have stayed on, and it's hard to be an optimist in the dark. So we're definitely seeing an increase in activity, in buyer interest. And if it continues, at some point, it's going to translate into better price growth and a better time to sell for homeowners, especially if you're financially stressed.
You know, Herschel, if I had a rand for every time someone said they've seen a green shoot as far as the economy is concerned, I would be able to afford a very expensive house. Good talking to you as always, Herschel Javits, Chief Executive Officer of Javits Prime.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.